Hurricane Francis covered the skies over Florida this morning. The massive storm made landfall at about 2 a.m. near Stuart, Florida, midway between West Palm Beach and Vero Beach, moving at just 8 miles per hour and spanning more than 150 miles in length. Francis could bring up to 20 inches of rain to parts of Florida. In anticipation of the storm, more than 2.5 million people were ordered to evacuate their homes. NPR's Jackie Northam is in the Orlando area. Jackie, where exactly are you?
Leanne, I'm actually on the outskirts of Orlando right now. I'm about 8 miles from the airport, right next to SeaWorld. This is the area which the storm is really coming into full force right now. It's throughout this whole central region. I guess it's the northern part of the eye wall of Hurricane Francis. So we are really getting the brunt of this storm now, whereas before we were just sort of getting intermittent rains and winds. Now it's a complete blast. It's driving rains and just howling, howling winds.
Can you describe in more detail the scene immediately around you?
Well, I must say, I'm in my hotel room now and trying to look out my window, and it's impossible to see. Again, there's just these driving rains that are going on right now. It's very dark and gloomy here. You can see there's this vague outline of trees just trying to stand up against this wind right now. They're swirling all over the place, not bending in any one direction or that. So it's a really dark, dark, gloomy day right now, and it is just pounding down this rain.
Have you seen many people?
Certainly not on the streets for well over a day now. The police called all cars off the road, all vehicles except for emergency vehicles off the road, and that went for people as well too. They told people to stay inside their homes or the shelter or wherever they are, just trying to be safe, to stay there at all costs. And there was a dusk to dawn curfew over last night, Saturday night, and there's another one in place for tonight. But really, there's nobody on the street right now, and it would be crazy to be on the street, to be honest, because it is just blowing so hard, and there's so much debris left over from Hurricane Charley, which blew through this area, 3 weeks ago. So it wouldn't be safe to be outside at all. So we really are not seeing anybody.
You said you're in a hotel room. Is the electricity on?
I have no idea why, but yes, it still is. They're talking about millions of people throughout Florida. I hope I just didn't jinx myself. But millions of people throughout Florida without power, and for some reason, we still have it here. We've been expecting it to go out. The people that run the hotel said last time with Charley 3 weeks ago, it went out within a couple of hours, stayed out for days. But for some reason, we still have it. But as I said, millions of people certainly throughout Florida are now without electricity. We're watching TV, and you can see the transformers getting hit by the palm trees, and they're exploding, power lines down. Big concern right now with live wires on the wet roads as well.
And very briefly, Jackie, the people you have been able to talk to, what kind of mood are they in?
I think resignation is the key here. They were expecting it. It came a little bit later than they thought, but they were expecting it. They just got through Hurricane Charley, though, so this isn't great for them. But, they're a hardy bunch down here, and they're going to wait it out, Leanne.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Orlando, Florida. Jackie, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Leanne.